There was another study, in fact, I'll mention it right now. The point I was making a moment ago is that the qPCR performed so well that it's a little bit surprising in this particular study. Well, recently, some of the same investigators published a similar study comparing ER by immunohistochemistry to PCR in another clinical trial. It's the ECOG 2197 trial, high-risk breast cancer patients randomized to chemotherapy plus minus tamoxifen based on receptor status. And in that particular study, PCR didn't it was a significant predictor, but it didn't have a hazard ratio anywhere near 0.14. It was more in the order of 0.5.
And you actually wrote an editorial,
about
that paper.
I did. And the performance of immunohistochemistry and PCR were very, very similar. There was a trivial statistical advantage to the qPCR, but they both did quite well. So, you know, that raises the question, does this just happen to be a sampling bias in this particular retrospective study? I don't know. I certainly believe the results, but these aren't the same results as another study done by some of the same people.